This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events,
early
our
this
culture,
morning.
Our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here. A lot to talk about. The close race. We're talking about a photo finish, and that photo is still going to take some time to develop there in Pennsylvania. We're going to be talking about that. Of course, Tillerson is out, Pompeo in, maybe the first female CIA leader that we'll be able to talk about as well. And, of course, the news this morning also coming to us is that Steve Hawking, the famed physicist, is dead at 76. Hawking may have been incapacitated physically. He managed to write books, including the bestseller, A Brief History of Time. He taught physics and mathematics. He delivered speeches and even floated in zero gravity, all while working in fields of cosmology and quantum gravity. Interesting, as Brad was sharing with me earlier this morning, that that Steve Hawking would pass on the birthday anniversary of one Albert Einstein. And it's also the day that we celebrate Pi. But this is what news reports had to say about the passing of Stephen Hawking.
Early this morning, British physicist Stephen Hawking died. He was 76 years old, and he died peacefully at his home in Cambridge. Hawking studied the mysteries of space and time, topics few understand, yet he was known worldwide for his brilliant mind and the body that betrayed him. Tina Krause reports from Hawking's on rather Hawking's remarkable life.
Stephen Hawking was one of the greatest scientists of our time. Often called a 21st century Albert Einstein, he was famous for his work on the origins of the universe from the Big Bang to black holes. Diagnosed with Lou Gehrig's disease as a young man, he was confined to a wheelchair and spoke through a computer. But Hawking was living proof people could overcome even the greatest obstacles.
For me, it is quite an achievement. I never thought I would get so far.
His 1988 book, A Brief History of Time, became a bestseller and made him an unlikely international celebrity. And a cameo on The Simpsons brought him greater fame.
I wanted to see your utopia, but now I see it as more of a fruit-topia.
The episode was very funny, and almost as many people know me through The Simpsons as through my science.
President Obama awarded Hawking the Medal of Freedom in 2009 for pushing the boundaries of science.
Professor Stephen Hawking was a brilliant man and a mediocre student.
And he kept on pushing. He took a zero-gravity flight in 2007, a lifelong ambition, and the first time in 40 years he could move without his wheelchair. An authority on the past and the future, Hawking will be remembered for his brilliant mind and fierce determination.
Well, you know, as his goal in life, as he stated, is very simple. He said, it is a complete understanding of the universe, why it is as it is, and why it exists at all. Makes you wonder if he was able to, you know, come to any conclusions here. He reached the eighth decade, but was forced to miss a scientific debate to mark his 70th birthday in January of 2012 because he was discharged from a hospital only 2 days earlier. His personal assistant told the Daily Telegraph at the time his speech was getting noticeably slower, sometimes only a word a minute. As part of the events surrounding his birthday, Hawking gave a rare interview to New Scientist magazine and declared there was still one puzzle left for him. That's what he thought about most days during the day. Hawking replied, women, there are a complete mystery. And he's a genius for that? I think most of us understand that women are a mystery, but we love them dearly, don't we? Stephen Hawking passes at the age of 76, the famed physicist. This is Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, make sure you check out our website, BillMartinezLive.com. Also, our sponsor, this portion of Bill Martinez being brought to you by PolyNVA. It is that incredible medical breakthrough that resolves cancer. Check it out for yourself. It is just about 5 minutes after the top of the hour.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you along with us. So much to talk about. As I mentioned earlier, the Pennsylvania race, of course, 600 votes. Some 600 votes is all the difference between the Democrat and Republican, or may we say the Republican and the Republican. I mean, Connor Lamb was probably more Republican than the Republican was, though he was a Democrat. The former Marine realized that, I don't understand how Saccone would have thought that he'd go into an area that is pro-union and he's telling him that he's against the union. You can't make up a lot of friends that way. I mean, that's like Hillary going into coal country and saying, "Hey, look, we want to kill your industry." That doesn't get you invited to a lot of coffee parties or any conversations here. But this is obviously one of those photo finishes and one that the pundits are going to have all kinds of fun with. I mean, here for all the money that was spent and all that they've gone through. I mean, how long is this going to last? I mean, they've got to decide by the end of this month what district they're going to run into, because all this running is for a district that is going to be vapored. It is here today, gone tamale, as they say. This is what the news reports are saying about the photo finish there in Pennsylvania. This is Connor Lamb, I believe, announcing his victory, which, still at this point would be a bit premature. Let's listen in.
I see so many great friends out here. You know, 4 months ago, right after we won the Democratic nomination, before we ever even had a chance to open an office, the grassroots leaders that are in this room tonight came to us and they said, "Print us something. Print anything so we can get out there and start canvassing." They said, "Get going," they said, "or we're going without you." Well, we went together, and I can't thank you enough. We followed what I learned in the Marines: leave no one behind. We went everywhere. We talked to everyone. We invited everyone in. And we found that there is public support for programs like Social Security and Medicare that's nearly universal, because these programs are universal. They are America's way of saying, we are all in this together.
Brief interruption here as Brian Williams back in New York, and forgive me, but he was introduced on stage as the congressman-elect, and he came out and said, we did it. So we don't blame you if you're confused, but we want to let you know no news organizations have called this race. Wherever they are getting their optimism is where they're getting their optimism. We're looking, crunching it all. If you've watched any of Steve Kornacki this evening, you know that to be true. Our decision desk at this network doing the same thing. Even the Associated Press has said they won't have a call tonight. So it's up to the Lamb campaign to use the words they want. We just want to let you know as you listen.
Well, Brian Williams, we appreciate that. We're going to pick it up from here. This is, of course, Connor Lamb at, giving a victory speech. But as Brian said, look, that's up to them, it's their campaign for them to make the statements. Prognosticators have projected this out and said that it is a slim chance for Rick Saccone that he's able to overcome these 641 votes. But we'll see. It's not that politics has never surprised us before, right? So right now, 641 votes approximately are separating the two. Connor Lamb leading by 0.3 percentage points. And maybe the Democrats will learn a lot here. I mean, you've got Connor Lamb looking more like Donald Trump than maybe Rick Saccone, as some might say. And that's how they were able to overcome this. The other thing that came into play here, especially when you have a race this close, and this is also going to be discussed, and that had to do with the Libertarian, Drew Miller, who took away some votes. And those votes right there, could have made a difference one way or another. It's just a matter of where were they going to go? Were they going to go more for the Republican or the Democrat? The argument is, well, they would have split those votes. So, 1,300 votes there, almost 1,400 votes right now being assigned with 100% of the votes counted. I think it's always interesting, too, when they talk about 100% of the votes and you go, oh, except, so that's not quite 100%. I think it's unfair. It's misleading to say 100% because you still have absentee votes and military votes still yet to be counted, and several days ahead before it is actually certified. I think it's like 4 or 5 days, for it to be certified. So this is going to be it's a nail biter, and people will keep biting their nails here for several days yet. And meanwhile, people are going to be talking about what happened here. The Democrats, to their credit, put up an excellent candidate in Connor Lamb, former Marine, great background. He did something that Donald Trump did, and that is listen to the people, and was very responsive. I think there was a disconnect in Rick Saccone's camp for them not quite understanding, the union issue, particularly in that area. And I think that hurt him severely. I mean, that's, this is the same area that Donald Trump won, as you've heard probably many times, by 20 points. And so let's not overread this thing. The Democrats, of course, this is all, this could be the start of the blue wave. Traditionally, what happens at the midterm elections, the party in office, in control of the presidency, takes a big hit at the midterm elections. I still question if that will be the case. Maybe I'm just a non-traditionalist, because when you look at what Donald Trump has been able to accomplish, these are with conservative and Republican values. Interesting that Connor Lamb picked up on that. But what is he going to be able to do, in a short couple of months? Is he going to buck? I mean, he says he's going to buck Nancy Pelosi. But let's face it, the Democrats are well entrenched. They've been very strong on the resistance against anything that would support Donald Trump. Connor Lamb talks a little bit differently, but he'll be in there for a couple of months, and we'll see what happens. I think he's going to be surprised when he gets in there and finds out that he's got more days off than days working, because such as what's happening on the Beltway these days. You know, they're working 2.5 days a week, and now they're getting ready for the midterm elections. So how much distraction is going to take place, and how much work is he going to be able to do? He's probably going to just be able to figure out whether it's he or Rick Saccone, you know, where the bathrooms are there in the Beltway. Probably not much legislating is going to be able to take place. Probably more trying to set themselves up for the next election. Are you ready for that? This is Bill Martinez. We're live. The conversation continues. Thank you for joining in. 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President, something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez, live.
You come right in.
Yeah.
back with you, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Brad Knauber is a mission control there in Minnesota, keeping us, you know, all the shields are up, huh? We can withstand the firepower that's coming against us. Bradley?
Yeah, of course.
Hey, Knauber, I love Knauber. I mean, you know what happens, your name, you could be, you're a one-name billboard.
That's right.
You know, appearing live in Vegas. Knauber. I mean, end of story.
I like that.
Do you like that?
That's good.
Hey, where's your family from, by the way?
That's a great question. Well, I know I'm a Swedish and Norwegian and German.
Well,
perhaps.
You're with all the fun people that have passion, huh?
That's right, absolutely. That's
why we love this. Well, Brad has been taking over the mothership here for us and keeping us all on track, and we appreciate his efforts. You know, Brad, today is National Write Down Your Story Day.
Oh.
You know, we keep talking about that people need to write their stories down. You know,
we do.
We talk with Nick Wojciech and others that you know, shared that how important it is to, you know, you may take it for granted. You're on the inside and you think, oh, well, you know, who really cares about my story? Well, it's not so much maybe even you or that it has to be a national bestseller, but it's things that you can pass down, you know, to your children and your grandchildren. You know, both my parents have passed, and I found so much about my parents upon their passing that it was frustrating for me because I thought, wow, and maybe that's why my dad didn't want me to know about it, because I was the kid that was always asking why. I was asking questions, so he thought, oh gosh, if this kid knows anything about my life, he's going to drive me nuts, you know. You know, maybe this is why I do what I do today. But, you know, write your story down. Trust me, the people after you will appreciate your story, what you've gone through, the challenges that you've overcome, the successes in your life, even the failures, because we learn so much from that, and we know that, hey, that's all part of our heritage. You know, we mentioned earlier with the passing of Stephen Hawking, today is a National Pi Day. Interesting that Stephen Hawking would pass on this day, and it's, I mean, you talk about, you know, celestial alignment here. You know, you got National Pi Day, Brad. You got, you know, as you mentioned, the birthday of Albert Einstein. I'd forgotten that it was Albert Einstein's birthday. 314, what, you said 1899 was Albert Einstein when he born?
79.
Oh, 70. Yeah, 79. 79. I was making him younger.
Yeah.
He probably appreciated that.
He would, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So some of that gray hair is all over the place. You know, went down there by 20 years. But anyway, no, 1879. And so interesting that that would be the day of his passing. But regarding National Pi Day, you know, we're talking PI, okay? that kind of day. This is interesting. It's observed every March the 14th, because if you remember, the way the equation starts, it's 3.14. 1592. So that's why March the 14th. And ways that people are celebrating, because, you know, they hear pie, anything sounds like something delicious. Hey, that means we're going to have a slice of pie. You know, that's the way most of us will celebrate, as opposed to really geeking out and being in a corner someplace, burning candles and studying the universe and the whole equation of 3.1451592, you know. But that's got to be all kinds of excitement. I bet you could pick up a lot of women talking about pi that way, I guess. Can we still say that? Can you talk that way, or is that disrespectful?
I don't know. The PC police might come after you.
And I'm sorry. Forgive me, ladies. It's just I'm a little bit old school. I'm trying to heal my ways. I'm not trying to offend anybody. But, you know, it's interesting because when you talk that way, then you see where women say, hey, pick me up. You know, or, hey, you know, are you interested in me? So it's like these mixed, right now we're in that mixed kind of communication bag, that you want to be respectful, but women still want connection with men, because that's the natural thing. But it's the rules of engagement, as they say, are being altered. So we need to be sensitive to that. So don't hashtag me, okay? I'm just trying to get myself out of this. I know, as my friend says, put the shovel down. You're digging a big enough hole as it is right now. So anyway, so these are the kind of days, you know, that we look at. It's a registered dietitian nutritionist day. National Learn About Butterflies Day, National Children's Craft Day, too. So a lot of fun things to do today, and a lot more to talk about that will get you away from some of the heaviness of, you know, what we've been dealing with here politically. And, of course, yesterday, by a tweet, President Trump fires Rex Tillerson. You know, and you go, wow, how cold, by a tweet. I mean, it really says something, you know, about their relationship. You know, we talked about this yesterday, saying there was a lack of chemistry. Clearly, that was the case. But listen to how they reported President Trump's firing of Rex Tillerson.
A major shakeup inside the Trump administration. NBC News has confirmed that the president has asked Secretary of State Rex Tillerson to step aside, and he will be replaced with the current CIA director, Mike Pompeo. And to replace Pompeo, the president has announced the first woman to lead the agency. NBC's Peter Alexander is at the White House this morning. Peter, this is one of those shocked, not shocked, that Tillerson's departure has been rumored about for months, and yet this morning, I don't know if anyone saw coming at this very moment.
Yes, Savannah, I think you're exactly right. This is certainly a stunning announcement, not so much for the fact that it's happening. There has been wide speculation that Tillerson was on the outs, would likely be leaving this administration over the course of perhaps the next several months. But the fact that it was announced this morning, in effect by Twitter, confirmed by the president just moments ago, is what's so stunning to so many. Take a look at what the president tweeted just a short time ago. He writes, Mike Pompeo, director of the CIA, will become our new Secretary of State. He will do a fantastic job. Thank you to Rex Tillerson for his service. Gina Haspel, as you noted, will become the new director of the CIA and the first woman so chosen. Congratulations to all. Just moments ago, a senior administration official emails NBC News and tells us that the president, in effect, wanted to have his new team in place ahead of what will certainly be sensitive negotiations, not just over those trade deals, new tariffs the president's trying to impose, but also, perhaps most notably, because of the likely negotiations the president's hoping to begin with North Korea, agreeing to a face-to-face, a sit-down meeting with the rogue dictator of North Korea, Kim Jong-un, expected to take place over the course of the next several months. So as Rex Tillerson, just returning home, Savannah, from Africa, within the last several hours, is now out of a job. The man who is taking over that job is a person who's really had favored status by the president since the very beginning. He is Mike Pompeo. He was first in his class at West Point. He was a Harvard Law School graduate as well. He's a person who has briefed the president on intelligence from the beginning. And in all my conversations here within this administration and its officials, they have always said the president had a particular liking for Pompeo, that he really trusted the information he got from him and that Pompeo, in their words, spoke his language. So again, the breaking news right now on this Tuesday morning is the president in the background. I could even hear Marine One. Marine One will be taking off just a short time from now to go to Joint Base Andrews. The president heading off to California today. We'll see if the president has any public comments about it as he prepares to board that helicopter.
Sure. Reporters will be shouting questions first chance they get. The breaking news this morning, Rex Tillerson, after a rocky tenure as Secretary of State, is out. The former Exxon executive will be replaced by Mike Pompeo, formerly of the House Intelligence Committee, who is the current CIA director. And Gina Haspel becomes the first female to lead the CIA.
Well, soon to be once again, Mr. Tillerson will return to private life, as he says, proud to have served my country. And we're grateful for the service that he did conduct on our behalf, on the people's behalf. But, you know, like any kind of leadership or any kind of organization and business, there has to be chemistry. And it sounds like the chemistry was strained between, you know, Secretary of State Tillerson and the president, and things are looking quite positive for Mike Pompeo. Interesting to see. You know, we're not hearing a lot of women jumping up and down, getting excited about the first female CIA leader in Gina Haspel. Of course, there's going to be some controversy on that. Boy, I'll tell you, she's got a quality background. And so that's going to be interesting to watch in her confirmation.
Want to refresh your wardrobe and home? Get to Kohl's Friends and Family Sale and take an extra 20% off with promo code FRIENDS. With an extra 20% off, LC Lauren Conrad floral tops are just $23.99. Jumping Beans tees are only $6.40. And a KitchenAid Artisan Stand Mixer is $29.99. And you'll get $60 Kohl's Cash. A spring refresh for the family, Kohl's Cash for you. Right now at Kohl's. Select styles. Office hours March 14th through 18th. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
If you want term life insurance, call Life Quotes. We guarantee you the lowest prices, okay, or we will pay you $500. Plus, get up to $1 million in term life insurance with no medical exam. You do need term life insurance. Call Life Quotes now.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Listening to Bill Martinez live.
First things first, I'ma say all the words inside my head. I'm fired up and tired of the way that things have been. Oh, ooh, the way that things have been. Oh, ooh. Second thing, second, don't you tell me what you think that I can be.
Hey, back with you, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Jenny Beth Martin joins us. She is the Tea Party Patriots president and co-founder. Jenny Beth, you know, I'm sorry that we're talking today. There's just nothing to talk about. I mean, you know, nothing is happening. I mean, you know, no special election to talk about, no firing of Rex Tillerson, no talking about the first CIA female leader in Jena Hospital, quite potentially. And, of course, certainly, you know, how can we talk about the omnibus and Obama? Care bailouts. I mean, where do we begin?
So much. And also, not only is Tillerson out, but Mike Pompeo is much tougher on Iran than Tillerson was. And the president mentioned that was one of the reasons why he wanted to make the change. And we really appreciate that. He went back in 2015. Then candidate Trump spoke at a rally we did on Capitol Hill saying we did not want the Iran deal. So that was very encouraging to us.
What did Tillerson think when he joined the team? Was that he was somehow going to convince Donald Trump the Iran deal was right? I mean, it's like, wait a minute. At some point, especially when you're not the boss, and of course he's used to being the boss, but now you're not the boss, you're a subordinate, and you've got to come alongside him. You offer your opinion, your perspective on certain points of argument, and then you team up. You got to go, I got to come alongside, I got to support the boss. But, you know, there was a suggestion, I say suggestion, still wasn't verified, that I guess in his frustration, he may have called the president a moron. You know, that kind of like opens up the exit door for your departure, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think it does kind of open up the exit door, and it undermines your ability to have the kind of communication you need to have with your boss. But I think that Tillerson took the job because he cares about the country, and he cares about the world, and his intentions were very good. And it seems like the president doesn't have ill will towards him at all. He just has a different policy direction.
Exactly.
And that's understandable, and that happens.
Right. And obviously a much better chemistry with Pompeo. So, you know, he's got to get his team, and he's getting his team together. It's okay. You know, Democrats are having all kinds of fun freaking out. And, of course, we have the special election that is still too close to call. It'll probably go on, you know, through the weekend, maybe until next Monday before we find out actually who wins, only about 600 votes separating the two. And the Democrats finally found how to win, and that is, you know, to present themselves as Republicans, right?
Republicans and almost sound as if they're a big conservative, even not just Republicans. So, so that is interesting. Now, remember back before 2008, we used to have, and in 2009 and 10 even, we had blue dog Democrats. So they were Democrats who were fiscally more responsible or conservative and then socially more liberal. We don't have that in Congress at all right now. So maybe we're going to see a little bit, more of that happen. I don't know, but we will just see. What I can tell you from what I was watching last night is that if you care about the direction of the country, if you want to keep things going the way that they're going, you have got to step up and be involved between now and November. You can't sit it out. You have to be involved.
Exactly. Well, maybe Joe Manchin will have somebody he can have breakfast with there on the Beltway, because he has somebody that thinks a little bit more like him. And, you know, maybe there might be a return of Blue Dog Democrats, but it doesn't seem like it's a very friendly environment with Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer at the helm.
No, and the Democrats in Congress are extremely liberal right now. And this seat, the special election from last night, it's all fruit basket turnover in Pennsylvania right now, because they're redoing the congressional districts. Republicans are losing seats there anyway, and Democrats will be gaining seats because of the redistricting. So, the election last night, if it does go to the Democrats, they're going to rightly claim victory and a win, but they still, it's an odd situation. Because
yeah, for a couple of months.
Election, yeah, for a few months.
Yeah, and all the money that you spend, and of course, we're not even talking legitimate months, because you and I talked about this before, and that is that Congress is only working about 2.5 days a week right now, and that's going to be even cut back as we get closer to the midterm, right?
I'm sure that it will, and we'll have spring break and all of August off, and there'll be a break for a week or two around the 4th of July, and there'll be a break in October, so there won't be a lot of working.
Exactly. Well, that might be a good thing on one hand, but meanwhile, the fight continues, and we will continue to hold them accountable. Jenny Beth, I particularly wanted to talk to you about this upcoming omnibus and these Obamacare bailouts. I mean, the fact that they're even on the table, when you had Republicans saying, look, at vote us in and we're going to get rid of this thing once and for all. And it's like it's hanging by a thread. And, you know, what is it going to take to put this thing out of its misery?
Well, here's what it's going to take right now. As far as Obamacare goes, we're going to have to do this one step at a time for repeal. It's frustrating. It's not what we expected, but it's the situation that we're in right now. There is the deadline for the continuing resolution is March 23rd. That means the Congress has to fund the government again beginning March 23rd. They're looking at what's called an omnibus. Within the omnibus, they're very likely to add insurance company bailouts. That means taking money from taxpayers to give it to insurance companies to lower the cost of premiums, rather than repealing Obamacare so that we can lower the cost of premium. Mm-hmm. And we need to pick up the phone, call your congressmen, call your senators, and tell them, do not bail out insurance companies. Do not bail out Obamacare. There is an alternative. Rick Santorum is working on the alternative. That probably won't come up until April, but just tell them, do not bail out insurance companies. No bailouts, no insurance company bailouts.
Well, when have bailouts worked, Jenny Beth, recently? You know, do we have any success record that would give us encouragement to say, you know, bailing them out is a good thing? Because what we've been seeing is bailouts work for the big companies at the expense of we the people, the forgotten man and woman. And, you know, and it gets them, I'm talking about legislators, reelected. So it seems like it's a zero-sum game for, you know, the peasants here.
A zero-sum game for the taxpayers. It works out well for insurance companies. It works out well for politicians because politicians will go and try to twist it into something to get votes, and then insurance companies are going to be the ones benefiting from it. But at the end of the day, the taxpayers are not, and mm-hmm. that's why we need to tell them absolutely no bailouts, no bailouts at all, and especially do not bail out insurance companies. You promised to repeal Obamacare. Don't prop Obamacare up.
Exactly. I mean, to what benefit? I mean, that's the thing. Who wins on this deal? It certainly is not the taxpayers, as you put it, when it's propped up like this. This is all a false premise, and I'm just, I am begging people to get behind this movement to get the government's hands off of our health care. I mean, this is the land of the free. I mean, we deserve a liberated health care system, and by being liberated, that means we have less of the hand of government on it, don't you see?
Absolutely. We need health care freedom. We need to be able to choose what kind of insurance we want. I would like insurance not even to be tied to the employer. I heard a person say last year when I was on Capitol Hill about this for a rally, we'll know when we succeeded when insurance companies advertise the way that car insurance companies advertise. And we have choices, and we can have a better relationship with our doctors to get better health care, quality health care.
And we already have some of that in play right now in many areas of the country. It's called concierge healthcare services, and the benefits are incredible. The prices, like $50 a month, you can see the doctor as much as you want. I mean, these are the things that are available that are already being exercised that need to be incorporated. As we say, you know, it's healthcare freedom for all of us. I like that idea. Jenny Beth Martin on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Jenny Beth.
Want to refresh your wardrobe and home? Get to Kohl's Friends and Family Sale and take an extra 20% off with promo code FRIEND. With an extra 20% off, LC Lauren Conrad floral tops are just $23.99. Jumping Beans tees are only $6.40. And a KitchenAid Artisan Stand Mixer is $299.99. And you'll get $60 Kohl's Cash. A spring refresh for the family, Kohl's Cash for you. Right now at Kohl's. Select styles. Offer valid March 14th through 18th. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
This report is brought to you by Amazon. Amazon offers customers participating in select government assistance programs the benefits of Prime for $5.99 per month. This now includes qualifying recipients of Medicaid. Prime members will receive unlimited fast, free shipping on more than 100 million items, Prime Video, Prime Music, Prime Reading, Prime Photos, and more, with the ability to cancel any time. To qualify, customers need a valid EBT or Medicaid card. Pia Arthur, Amazon spokesperson.
We know when people try Prime, they love it. We designed this membership option for customers receiving government assistance to help them access the best of Amazon. To get started, customers will need a valid Medicaid card or electronic benefits transfer card. Customers who join Prime save money and time through our low prices, unlimited premium video and music, as well as our convenient delivery.
For more information or to sign up for a 30-day free trial of Prime, visit amazon.com/qualify.
At Robert Half, we know finding the right employees is a job in itself, and it's a job we love. You see, Robert Half isn't just a staffing firm. We're people. People who believe in finding the right people to fit your company's needs. Because employees who are a good fit are more productive, more engaged. Finding a great candidate isn't easy. But at Robert Half, we know it's possible. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at RobertHalf.com/radio.
I'm Maria Brous, Director of Media and Community Relations for Public Supermarkets. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Publix to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we're building a brighter future. Sign up for Publix's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Across the country, on your smartphone, and around the world, you've tuned in to Bill Martinez Live.
14 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, and James Hurston joins us now. New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. Mr. James, how are we doing?
Hey, fantastic. How are you, Bill?
Hey, I'm right with you, buddy. Let me tell you. Let's talk about Wrinkle in Time. Number two at the Beck's office, they thought maybe, just maybe, across their fingers, it might upend the Black Panther, but not hardly, especially with what they did with this classic fantasy novel, huh?
Yeah. You know, I mean, look, this is a kind of sci-fi fantasy story. It was written, it's a very popular award-winning book, published in 1962 mm-hmm. by Madeline L'Engle. And she is a Christian. She wrote the book from a Christian point of view. It's in the style of C.S. Lewis.
Exactly.
It has Bible verses in it. It has a Judeo-Christian God in it. Mm. It has all kinds of wonderful values.
Says Jesus. Says Jesus in the book.
That's right. And all of it has been stripped away, and what is left is a combination of pagan New Age Oprah Winfrey philosophy with neo-superficial feminism and a little bit of a campaign ad for Oprah if God
for 2020
tells her to
run. Yeah.
But it's dangerous because it's a Disney movie, it's marketed to children, and it's propaganda.
Yeah.
And parents don't really know. I mean, it has all of this stuff about becoming one with the universe and this self-idolatry that Oprah's been preaching. And, of course, you know, the liberals love this. They love this kind of empty philosophy because it has no morals in it.
Mm-hmm.
So you got these three mysterious females that are kind of the stars of this show, the most powerful of which is Oprah, who really appears like this goddess.
Are these the three not-so-wise women? Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah. And so it's kind of, you know, it's got elements of The Wizard of Oz because the main character is a teenage girl and she's on a quest, only she's not going to find the wizard, she's going to find her father.
Yes.
And so Reese Witherspoon, Oprah Winfrey, and Mindy Kaling are the three women from the book, But instead of being sort of like guardian angels, what they are kind of three good intergalactic witches.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all of the men, all that are in this movie, are either evil villains or inept. And the women are very wise and resourceful.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is sort of neo-feminism where, you see it in commercials all the time,
yes.
Where all you ever see, the fathers are always stupid and the rest
exactly.
of the family teaches them a lesson. Mm-hmm. And it's this anti-masculine, anti-male subtext in here. But this idea of the universe being an object of worship
mm-hmm.
is the prototype that basically Oprah Winfrey has been promoting and fostering her entire career.
Mm-hmm.
So
it seems like Carl Sagan, something Carl Sagan would write up. Let's take a classic piece like this, and, Oprah's with them and everything. I was surprised Shirley MacLaine wasn't one of the wise women. If you're going to go deep, you might as well go all the way here, huh?
Yeah.
Just saying.
You might as well. And then they had to take out, basically the book talks about various historical figures, and the historical figures are sort of part of Judeo-Christian tradition. In the film, they have to put in politically correct figures. So the characters talk about Maya Angelou and mm-hmm. Nelson Mandela, and they quote a line from the hip-hop Broadway show, Hamilton.
Yeah.
So they're, just showing how hip they are. And everything about it is politically correct. Everyone's multiracial, and it's all about diversity, inclusiveness. But they stripped away the biblical worldview that was contained in this novel. And again, what they left is pagan propaganda. So particularly people who are, and the vast majority of people in the United States are Judeo-Christian. They believe in the Judeo-Christian God.
Mm-hmm.
They're not really going to be happy when their kids come home and start preaching Winfreyism.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And burn novena candles to Zach Galifianakis, I mean, what is the deal? I mean, here they are. They're hashtagging all the men. How did Zach get in? Is he just...
Zach is a supernatural male character. So there is... I mentioned there are some supernatural males who are villains. They're mm-hmm. the devil.
Yes.
But Zach is the comedic humor character. And he's basically he walks around with a man bun, speaking with a lisp.
Oh.
I think we can kind of know what he is.
He's the standard of the male figure in this fully liberated female life and world, huh?
Yeah, the missing father, played by Chris Pine, is a male figure, but he's not really part of the story. He's just someone they have to find mm-hmm. in these interdimensional time space areas. But Zach, doesn't have any toxic masculinity. Barely has any masculinity. By the way, the name of his character is Happy Medium. Happy Medium.
Uh-huh.
The three mysterious women are all called Mrs. And Oprah's Mrs. Witch,
mm-hmm.
spelled not like the good witch, but by W-H-I-C-H. And Reese Witherspoon is Mrs. What's It, and Mindy Kaling is Mrs. Who. So Who, What's It, and Witch.
Sounds like something from, Who's On First here. We got Abbott and Costello going to break through the curtain any minute now.
Yeah, really.
Oh, Lord.
Abbott and Costello would love this. And by the way, those three characters disappear when the real action starts in the movie. I have this feeling that their agents negotiated the contract so they didn't have to work a long time on the movie, because all of a sudden they're gone. And you're on your own. The heroine is on her own now, having to fight the evil intergalactic multidimensional villains.
Oh, Lord. What a sad commentary here. And the thing is that Oprah produced it, right? And didn't she write it as well? I mean, she was heavily involved with this movie. And, I mean, this is quite a reveal here. Even though she's in the middle of the movie, she's putting a little pitch for a 2020 run or something. If she hears the voice of God. But if she hears the voice of God, what's Joy Behar going to say?
Well, yeah, that's exactly right. So I think based on what Oprah set forth in this movie, the voice of God, it will be her own voice, because
mm-hmm.
she's the God here. By the way, she co-directed the movie, starred in the movie. This is an Oprah Winfrey film, clearly.
Yes.
She was
right.
The boss. She co-directs with a very competent director, Ava DuVernay, who's, a seasoned director, but it's clear that Oprah's the boss as the star and the director.
Wow. Well, like I said, this is quite the expose, because now America, if they realize that this is what she presented, she took a classic, iconic piece of Christian literature and obliterated, exercised God out of it, Jesus, Bible quotations, anything that was Christian, anything that was spiritual, and as you say, in the mold of C.S. Lewis, wow, I mean, that's... it's almost blasphemous, I would think,
And then what's left is this really, to me, it's a very negative influence on our culture.
Mm.
It has people become obsessed with themselves with no accountability for their actions. And that's not just superficial, but it's also detrimental to good human development and to civilization. The Western civilization thrived because of the Judeo-Christian concepts
exactly.
that Oprah seems to hate.
I mean, think about that, James, what you just said. I mean, historically, this is inarguable. The Western civilization, without Christianity, without Judeo-Christian principles, where would it be today?
I mean, there's no question. As a matter of fact, it was those Christian principles developed in Europe that allowed our founding fathers to be open to this whole new notion of a representative republic that is really manifest most clearly in the Declaration of Independence, which gave birth to the country and which
exactly.
allowed us then to write the Constitution. And it's a part of our fabric.
Mm-hmm.
It's, people debate whether we're a Christian nation, but the fact is we are a nation founded on Judeo-Christian principles.
No doubt
That's
about it.
That's unassailable.
Yeah, and what you say is here they are. They come from Europe. They got a little peek, an idea of what Christianity was all about, but they felt like, the leadership, the king, and all the leaders in Europe were not sold out. They just kind of, an idea of convenience. As long as it worked with their agenda, they were cool. But they wanted to take it to the next level and say, look, let's really be sold out about it. And you get these knuckleheads going across the Atlantic, and they go, hey, let's why don't we do it God's way? How about according to the Bible, And here it is, and the revolution continues, my goodness. And we're so grateful that they had the courage of their convictions to live this out. And in the face of reality, we have all these experimenters in society trying to create a whole new world at the people's expense. Boy, that's pretty crazy, I think. James, I'm going to give you the last word as we wrap this up. We got about 15 seconds.
Well, Oprah created that whole new world by destroying the real story in this thing, and even the critics hate it.
Mm.
So it's one of these movies that also happens to be a bad film. But unfortunately, it's out there, and it's going to be out there for years to come in DVD form. Parents, don't let your kids watch it.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.